It's time for the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.
Good afternoon. This is Sherry Fossey from Christian Light School in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I've been in Haiti for over 18 years, and I love it there. But I had a pastor in Jacksonville years ago who used to ask us every year, what are you thankful for? What are you actually thankful for? Can you write down 100 things that you are thankful for? After being in Haiti all of these years, am I thankful? There are so many good things that the Lord has done for us. We are just overwhelmed with blessings when we really think about it. We have our school in Haiti that we are working in. We have a website, ChristianLightHaiti.org. We have telephones. Our telephone number is 904-661-8383. Are you really thankful for everything that God has given you? Could you write down 100 things that you're thankful for? I'm thankful that I was called to Haiti 18 years ago. I'm thankful that the Lord was able to use me because I had no talents, no abilities, no resources. I had nothing to give the Lord, and yet the Lord was faithful to give to me. The Lord was able to use me despite the fact that I didn't have anything. And this is a great blessing. We need to be aware of what the Lord can do in each of our lives. I'm thankful for the students that we have and the things that we have in Haiti. But the most valuable thing in our lives is our salvation. Many, many years ago, the Lord called a school teacher in Jacksonville and told me that he loved me, told me that he wanted me to accept Jesus as my Savior and turn away from everything I was doing and follow him. And that evening, in the middle of the night, I accepted Jesus, and Jesus became the Lord of my life. Is Jesus actually Lord? If he's not Lord, what is he? We need to know that we have our salvation, that we are saved, that we are the children of God, and that we will be going to heaven at some point. And if Jesus is Lord, nothing else is really important. I know I have my salvation. I've been faced with some situations where I didn't know if I was going to live or die. And you know what? It's not important, because I know either way I'm going to live in heaven with Jesus. If I live on the earth a little while longer, this is good. If I die, I go to heaven and live with Jesus, and this is good. And it has just helped me in so many different situations to have this knowledge and this absolute faith that no matter what happens, I will be with Jesus. It's made it possible for me to face some very difficult situations. We had somebody come to the campus one time right after the earthquake. They were escaped prisoners who got out of the penitentiary during the earthquake when walls fell down. Most of the prisoners escaped, and they came and they were going to steal from the storeroom that had the food for the children, for the orphanage and the school. And they said that if I didn't give it to them, that they were going to kill me. And I said, well, gee, that's too bad. You're going back to prison and I'm going to heaven. They ran away. They were afraid of me. But we have this salvation. We do not have to fear when somebody comes to us. We can be so assured that we're going to live with Jesus. I'm thankful for my health, that at my age, I'm able to do whatever it is the Lord has for me to do. God has given me this health. He's taken care of me through so many different things. And yet, here I am. I'm 70. And at my age, I'm able to serve the Lord and do things and take care of things in Haiti and tell people about Jesus. This is a great blessing, and we need to really appreciate it. I'm thankful for the buildings that we have in Haiti. We started out in 2007, we bought a cornfield, and there was nothing in it, just a cornfield, not a single building, nothing. And so we bought this cornfield, and do you know, somebody sent me a check for $50,000. I didn't know that lady had any money. She was just a friend. And yet she sent a check for $50,000. And with that and other donations, we had that land paid for in 3 months. This is Almighty God. This is what the Lord can do. We went into the land. We waited till they picked their corn and cut down the corn stalks. And then we started with just a cistern, because in Haiti, you build with concrete. Termites don't eat concrete. And so we wanted to build with concrete. And we wanted to make it strong so that the earthquakes wouldn't, because there's always earthquakes in Haiti. There's one every couple months. And most of them are very small and very quick. But we wanted to make sure that it would be strong in case another earthquake occurred. So we started building a foundation that would be strong, with strong posts that would withstand whatever happened. And little by little, we built the cistern, because you have to have water. And there was no water to it and no electricity. We started on the first little building, and we managed to get a couple places finished in that. And then when the earthquake occurred in 2010, we lost the building that we had rented. The building totally fell down, and I was on the third floor of a building falling down. I ran, because I was at my desk. I ran into the hallway and fell down, put a little table over my head, and things were falling. The back of the building totally fell off. My bedroom totally fell off the building and was hanging by a few pieces of rebar off the back. But you know, I was not alone. I was the only person there. But I was not alone, and I was not afraid, because I was not alone. And that is just so hard to explain if you have not experienced that God was there with me in the earthquake. Jesus was there. And so after everything stopped shaking, and it took almost a full minute, when things stopped shaking, I ran, and we tried to find the girls. Third grade had fallen on their room. Everything was smashed, but the girls had all gotten out. I ran around to see the boys' room, and their room was okay, but my bedroom had fallen on what would have been pre-K, and I was so thankful it was not during school hours, that we did not have school during that time, and that the children in the orphanage had been able to get outside and had escaped the building, and we were thankful for that. They came running in from the street, and we did do a head count, and we had lost one. But then I was thankful for something else. Each person associated with us in the school had accepted Jesus in their own way. The little boy that we lost was 7 years old, but he loved Jesus in a 7-year-old way, and he prayed, he believed in Jesus, and I just have this idea that he's on the shores of heaven running up and down the beach saying, "Wish you were here," that he is fine. He is okay. Each person in our school that did die in the earthquake had accepted Jesus before. God had made provision, because a week before that, we had had a team of pastors learning how to share the Evangel Cube, and they had come through presenting the gospel with the Evangel Cube. And many, many people in our school had accepted Jesus with these pastors just practicing their Evangel Cube. That is something to be thankful for when we know that people that we have that are no longer with us, we know where they are. They're with Jesus. We lost the rented house, but we moved over to the construction site, and there was almost nothing there. We were trying to get food and medicine and things out of the house. But God did that. God made provision for us so that we could get enough. By the next morning, we found some rice and some a stove that was not broken and a gas tank. And our cooks were able to feed our children, our staff, and the 300 people who had moved in with us, thinking that I would be able to provide for them. And for a week we did provide, and we took care of them. And that was the Lord doing that. The Lord worked out so many things. For 6 weeks, we got huge donations that from people we never heard of. A guest house came and gave us 100 sacks of 120-pound sacks of rice. Another organization came up and gave us high-energy biscuits and plumpy nut and things like that. And what was really fun was one organization brought us an entire truckload of strawberry Pop-Tarts with sprinkles. Haitians like strawberry Pop-Tarts. And so for lunch every day, everybody had a strawberry Pop-Tart. It was a vitamin-enriched food that kept them going. And later on, we got an entire truckload of Hostess cupcakes. And Haitians like Hostess cupcakes. There again, they are vitamin-enriched and were better than what they were able to scrounge around and find for themselves. So the Lord provided, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that we have the school. I was evacuated because I could not breathe, and when I came back to the United States, my son showed me Jacksonville headlines saying Jacksonville missionary missing and presumed dead. And I thought, oh my goodness, I didn't know. Nobody told me. He said, Mom, that's you. The Lord used that because then people wanted to hear, well, what is happening in Haiti? What is going on there? And when I was evacuated, and I was evacuated for my breathing because I had gotten so sick being in the house, all that dust came up in my face, and I breathed in concrete dust and whatever from being in a building that was collapsing. And so my doctor was able to take care of me. They were wonderful. They opened their office at 7 in the morning with full staff and took care of us. They were so amazing. But then when I could talk again, which took about 5 days, people said, well, okay, what happened? And they did TV interviews and newspaper and radio. And I could tell them, well, when I left, I had 55 children living with me in the yard of the construction site under tarps and sheets and blankets, whatever we could find. And people were so generous, and they donated. And that's what built the school. That's what got our children back inside. That's what the Lord used. And so I can look back at that and say, yes, the earthquake was terrible. It was very, very difficult. But at the same time, I'm thankful that I was on the third floor of a building falling down, because the Lord used that to build our school. We can be thankful in all things that the Lord has done or that the Lord has allowed to happen in our lives. We need to look and see what is it that the Lord is trying to do. And so for me to be on the third floor of a building falling down was God's plan to build the school. And we now have the gatehouse, which has 4 apartments in it. And it's just located by the gate where somebody can open the gate. And then we have three wings of the school. We have a large kitchen that's feeding 400 people every day, two meals a day. Those ladies work so hard, and I am so thankful for them. We have 18 classrooms plus two computer labs where the students can learn. We have a science lab that we are trying to build that up and try to get it supplied so that our students can actually do the science experiments in chemistry and physics and biology so that they can learn and do well and succeed in life. We've been able to tell people about Jesus and how God loves us and God loves them and that Jesus will take care of them. We are reaching now, we have 270 students in school in regular classes, and they are getting Bible study every single day so that they can learn about Jesus and tell other people. And I am so thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that, and that God has provided us now with buildings. So the earthquake was almost 9 years ago, and there's a couple little places that we're trying to finish. But the Lord used that. He used it to help us. Of course, it was a terrible thing, and many people suffered, and we did too. But yet I can look back and say I am thankful that I was inside a building falling down, because God was able to use that. We need to be thankful no matter what is happening, and find out what is God's plan to use this for our good, because everything that ever happens, the Lord uses for our good. And so now we have almost 40 rooms in a big compound. We have 275 students who come from 7 to 3. Yes, that's a long school day, but that's their time. We have 50 students who come in the afternoons from 1 to 5. They use the rooms for the kindergarten children when they go home. We bring in other students who are Restiveks. A Restivek means stay with. This is a child whose parents could not take care of them, and somebody else said, if you give the child to me, I'll feed them better than you. I might even put them in school. But they will have to work. And so this is a form of basically domestic child slavery, where these children are taken and they have to work for their living. Starting at about 6 years old, they are taken and another family takes them. They no longer belong to their own family. They do not know how to find their way home. They are not bought and sold, but they don't really have a choice either. They belong to these people who make them work. And most of the time now, they do not go to school. It may be when that started, they were better treated, but now they are often very badly abused and mistreated and not taken care of. They are very poorly fed, have to work very, very hard. They do the hard labor that nobody else in the family wants to do. They have to take the 5-gallon bucket and go carry water, sometimes several times a day, and sometimes from far away, to bring water to the family. They would carry the family's book bags to school for their children, but then they don't attend school themselves. I'm so thankful that we're able to take in children in the afternoon that are in a situation like this, and they can get an education also. We partner with the Restivek Freedom Foundation in doing this. The Restivek Freedom Foundation is a wonderful organization dedicated to helping children who are caught up in this system of domestic slavery. And we are able to partner with them. They find the children and enroll them, because they have social workers who are trained to go out through the neighborhood and who are not really noticed by other people. and who are able to identify them and work with the host family to bring them into the school for education. And we have about 50 of them coming in the afternoons for their education. They are doing a different program because they are not going to get as much time. If they're starting kindergarten at 14 years old, we know our time is limited. And so they are in a special program for adult literacy, trying to learn to get to sixth grade in 4 years. And they can do it. They'll work hard. They are so good for their teachers. They try so hard. But the first thing we have to do when they come in is get their head up and teach them that they are valuable. Teach them that God loves them and that God respects them, because they don't feel respected. They feel like they're less than a human being, that they're not worthy of anything. We give them very good meals so that they are getting good nutrition. And it may be the only meal sometimes that they get. Or at home, maybe all they're getting is a bowl of cornmeal. So we try to work with them. And I'm thankful that we can have this program where our school can take children from the neighborhood and give them an excellent education to send them out as leaders in the country. And then also work with these other children who are in a system called Restavec, R-E-S-T-A-V-E-K, Restavec, and try to give them a better life also. I'm thankful for our staff. Our staff have come out of many times very difficult situations. They have struggled themselves to get where they're at. Not all of them have finished school. Some of our teachers of younger children did not have the ability or the help to get through finishing high school. And yet they got partway through. And one of our teachers is one of our best teachers, was not able to finish school himself. But he is teaching children to read in French, English, and Creole. And he is teaching them to do math in both French and English. He's doing an outstanding job, and it's something that I just believe the Lord has gifted him to be this teacher, doing the best that he can with what he has been given, and just trying to be faithful to God. He loves these children, and by the end of first grade, he has them reading the Bible in French and in Creole so that they can know the Word of God for themselves. It's amazing to see these little first graders taking out a Bible and actually reading it when they come from families who most of their family has never, ever gone to school. We have children that they are the first one in their family who ever went to school. But we have an amazing staff. We have 36 teachers from 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, pre-K, kindergarten, and 13 grade levels. In high school, we have some teachers who come part-time because they are qualified to teach chemistry or physics, biology, trigonometry, calculus. These subjects you have to be certified in, and we want excellent certified teachers. These teachers want so much for their students to do well. The teachers themselves love God. They love Jesus, and they are doing this whether we can do things for them or not. They are going to serve the Lord, and they just have such a dedication to their school and to their students and to their Lord. We are thankful for them. We are thankful for the staff that we have who do the cleaning and the cooking. We have cooks who come in who they've never had a chance to go a day of school in their entire lives, but somebody taught them to cook. Or they know how to clean, and they will do what they can. And if sweeping classrooms and mopping classrooms is the ministry that God has given them, then we should honor them in their faithfulness to do it well. whatever the Lord has given them. Maybe they did not have any opportunities as a child, but they are serving the Lord as well as they can, with all of the abilities that they can. If they know how to clean classrooms and they use it for Jesus, I think the Lord is pleased. I'm thankful for my prayer group at the school. These are mostly support staff, cooks, and cleaning people. I've been amazed at somebody who cannot read and write, and I'll mention a psalm, and they'll stand up and recite that entire psalm in French or Creole. I'm just amazed at it. They have memorized huge portions of the Bible because they love Jesus and because they want to serve the Lord. They could not read it, so they memorized it with somebody helping them. I'm thankful for our students who work so hard to succeed. We have students who, they don't have electricity at home. There are many of them living in either a plain concrete little hut or a tin shack. They're coming from very difficult situations. They do not have electricity. They don't have running water. And we've tried to get them some solar lights so that they could do their homework. But they do study, and they try to do so well. So I'm thankful for so very many things, and I'm thankful for the people, too, who help us at Christian Light School in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. We just are trying to raise up Christian leaders for the country of Haiti, for a country that has been in darkness for so long. What can these children do if they become the leaders? They have been taught about Jesus. They've been taught to love God and that God loves them. And they could go out and be the leaders telling other people how much God loves them. We are Christian Light School, Port-au-Prince, Haiti. We are based in Jacksonville, Florida, Post Office Box 23098, Jacksonville, Florida 32241. Our website is christianlighthaiti.org. You can contact me at Sherry, Sherrie, at christianlighthaiti.org. That's my email address. Our American phone number, that would be Miss Marilia, is 904-661-8383. And my phone number is in Haiti, 509-711-1245. But that's a Haitian phone number. But we invite you to check us out. Check us out on Facebook with Sherry Fauzy, Sherrie Fauzy. And let's be very thankful this year.
You've been listening to the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fauzy. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.